Okay, we are on Daf Kuf Ches of an Aleph, the 20th wide line. The Gemara is going to talk about Noach and the flood. The Pasuk says, Vayomar Hashem l'Noach, and Hashem said to Noach, Ketz kol basar ba'al lefanai, the end of every living flesh has come before me. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says, Borei kama gadol kochel shel chamas, come and see how powerful is the how powerful the strength of theft is, how that's so powerful. Sharei dor hamabul avru al kol, the generation of the flood violated everything, all the averus. Ve'lo nechtam aleim gzardinam ad shepashu yudeim bagezel, and their decree to be destroyed was not sealed until they engaged in theft. Shemar the pasuk says kimal haaretz chamas b'mnehem v'nim eshchem esaretz, because the Torah says that the land is filled with violence, with theft. And therefore, I'm going to destroy the land. Uchsiva, the pasuk says in Sefer Yecheskel, "V'chamas kam demate rasha lo mehem, v'lo mehamonam, v'lo mehem mehem, v'lo noa bohem." So we try to explain what this pasuk means. In Yecheskel, Rav Elazar says, "Malam and Atisha zakaf atzmo kamakel," that theft or violence itself stood itself up like a staff. V'amalif ne'karish baruch hu, he stood before God. V'amar lefadav, and he said before him, "Ribono shel olam, master of the world, lo mehem." Nothing good comes from them. V'lo mehamonam, and not from all their money. V'lo mehemehem, and not from their children. V'lo noam mehem, and there's no one among them who's going to follow God. So therefore, they were so, Hamas itself, what they engaged in, basically preached that they should be destroyed. The Tana Tvei Rabbi Shmo, Af on Noach nechtav gzar din. Even on Noach there was a decree that to be destroyed in the flood. But Noah found favor in the eyes of God. She knows what pasuk says. So we're darshing this. This pasuk is that even though with Noah he regretted having created mankind, but Noah found favor in the eyes of Hashem, and Hashem went lifnim mishur sedim, above, what should have happened. Now, why is that so? So this is like an idea that once the Yun Yaakov writes this, among others, that once there is a decree that the world's going to be destroyed, so both the good and the bad are supposed to be destroyed. So that's why this was lifnei mishur hadin, even if Noah himself did not sin. The pasuk says, "Vayinachem Hashem ki yasa asadam ba'aretz," and Hashem was nichem, that he made the man in the land. Asaraf Dimi Amar Akadosh Amar, or the one of Dimi came from Israel, he explained the pasuk. That means Amar Akadosh Baruch Hu Yafeh Asis Shetikat Lehem Kiros Baretz. So he's happy. That means that Vinachem here, that he was comforted, that he made man in the land, meaning that he made graves in the land, that so that men do not live forever and they die. My Masham, how does he understand that Vayinachem here is a language of simcha, of happiness? It's written here, Vayinachem, Hashem, Vayinachem, Osam, Vayidaber al libam, that after Noah revealed and disclosed his identity to his brother, it says Vayinachem, that he comforted them. So Hashem was, as it were, comforted that he created kavaros, that graves for them, so that the wicked people would be destroyed. Now, the Ikadami, some say, no, lo yafel sisis shetikat lehem kvaros baretz, that Hashem was upset, he regretted that he created graves in the land for these individuals. Ksiv hacha v'yinachem, ksiv hacha v'yinachem Hashem ra'a shedibur la'asot labo. Here, from the egel, v'yinachem means that he regretted. So Hashem regretted having created mankind. He regretted, but more than that, he regretted having created graves for them. Why is that a regret? Because ideally they should have, you want to wait until they did tshuva, until they repented. It's a couple of points. The Yad Ramah says, obviously, when he said that Hashem regretted having created man, Hashem doesn't regret. Hashem is beyond time, beyond space. Hashem doesn't have feelings. It's just a derech mashal. It's a way to understand how far man has sinned, such an extent, if this was, if this is a real person, so then this is what would have happened. We would have, he would have regretted. That's how low man sunk in terms of their behavior. The Maral has a line where he says, according to the Ikadamri, that Hashem said that it wasn't good that I created cemeteries for them. Kivros Baaretz, he means it would have been better to create them from the Elyonium, from the upper worlds, because then they wouldn't have sinned. It would have been, he shouldn't want to create it from the lower worlds. That's where they sinned. The Gufei Halacha says that because they were buried in the ground, so that achieved kapara, that achieved atonement. So, to some extent, he writes, according to this approach, it's bad that he created graves, because now the wicked know that now they'll sin. They just say, oh, we'll be buried in the ground, and that will serve as an atonement. So different explanations of what this means. Another Gemara discusses, it's a famous Rashi in Chumash. The Gemara is found here. Right, when the pasuk says that Noach was a righteous person, he was righteous, he was pure in his generations. So why does it say in his generation? That seems to be extra. But Rav Yochanan says b'dorosav, in his generations, v'lo b'dorosav chayrim, and not in other generations. Rav Shlakish says b'dorosav, he would have been, he was righteous in his generations. Kol shekein b'dorosav chayrim, certainly he would have been righteous in other generations. So that's the debate. Rav Yochanan says he wouldn't have been as great in other generations, and Rish Lakish says he would have been even greater in other generations. Rav Chanina says, Mashal Rav Yochanan l'madav domar, the parable of Rav Yochanan to explain Yosef's Noach's righteousness, what is it compared to? L'chav yishal yayin, shayitza b'nachas v'martiv shal chom, etzbim koma. So if you put some wine, so it's like a barrel of wine that's placed in a cellar of vinegar, so in its place, Recha Nodev, the smell, the good smell of the barrel is felt. Shalom Koma, but if you put it by itself, Ein Recha Nodev, you can't really, the smell doesn't permeate. So they're similar to Noah. If he would have lived in the generations of other righteous people, his righteousness would not be recognized. Amar Rav Oshaya says, Mashal Reish Lakish Madav Domer. So what's the story, the parable, the comparison according to Reish Lakish? Litzlochish shel paliyaton, to a flask of perfume, of the fragrant perfume. Shahayisam minachas b'miyokom atinofas. It's placed in a dirty place. But makoma rechanodef, even though there are bad smells, you can still smell the fragrance of the perfume. But kol shekein, certainly b'makom habosam, and in a place of other perfume, then you will sense the smell even more. So that is Reish Lakish's position. The Ion Yaakov says that why is Rav Yochanan Darshan explain this lignai negatively? Like if you can choose, right? It could either be understood positively or negatively. Like in other words, only in his generations he would have been righteous, but not in other generations. In his generations he was righteous, so certainly in other generations he would also be righteous. Why is that? Why does Rabbi Yochanan want to explain him negatively? So the Ion Yaakov says that they really don't argue with each other to some extent, that Noach was a when it comes to tzedakah, that Noach was, when it comes to Beidam Lachavero, tzedakah Bilz Chesed, so everyone agrees that he would have, that's what Reish Lakish is focusing on, if he would have been in a generation of, so he did tzedakah Bilz Chesed with, in a generation of Rishayim, certainly in a generation of tzedikim, he would have been done even more tzedakah and Bilz Chesedim. Rav Yochanan says, no, when it's talking about how Noach was with respect to Kadosh Baruch Hu, B'nam L'makom, because the pasuk says, Es Halokim Yisalach Noach, that Noach walked with God, that means he needed support, help to support him. But in the generation of Avram, he wouldn't have been considered anything because he didn't need any help. The pasuk says, Hisalech Lefanavi Yitamim, that Avram walked before God. The Ben Yoyada explains that both Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish agree that Noach was good before the Teva and not so great after the Teva. The question is the pasuk focusing on the first part of his life before the Teva or the part after the Teva? The Bereshiva comments that the reason why Rav Yochanan explains that Noach was in a negative way is because the pasuk says that Noach came to the flood. It says mipnei mei mabul, because of the waters of the flood. And there's a midrash, I think it was Rashi quotes in Bereishis Rabbah, that Noach was mechusar muna, he was lacking in faith, because he didn't go into the teva until the water started coming up. He built the teva because God told him, but he didn't go into the teva until the water started coming up to his knees or his ankles, and then he went into the teva. So there was some lacking. So that's perhaps what motivated Rav Yochanan to say what he said, that he wouldn't have been in other, he wouldn't have been great in other generations. And so the Gemara continues and says, "Vayimach es kol yikum asher al pnei adama," and Hashem wiped out all of existence that's on the land. "Im adam chata behem machata," if the man sinned, then why is the animal? Did the animal sin? Why did the animal get destroyed? So Tana Mishima Bisho ben Yekarcha Mashal Amsha Asachupa Livno. Vishkin we call Mine Yisuda. It's a story for a person who made a chuppah for a son. And he prepared all different parts of the meal. The Yom Mesbino, after some time, his son died. Amad Upizar's chupaso. So the man stood and he scattered out of the whole chuppah. Amar Kluma Sisi Albishvil Bini. I did this whole chuppah. I made this whole meal for my son. Achir Shemes. Now that my son died, chuppah lamali, why do I need a chuppah? Avakadosh Baruch Hu, similarly when it comes to God, Amar, he said, Klum barasi behem v'chayim el bishvil adam. I created animals only for man. Avshav shen v'choti, now that man has sinned, behem v'chayim lamali, why do I need animals for? So, that's why they all died. Now, because she b'charav meisu, so those in the dry land died, v'lo dog mishabiyam, but the fish in the sea did not die. Why didn't the fish die? So the Be'er Sheva says, b'kshelo hishchisu darkam, they weren't corrupted. Like the animals. The question is, why is that so? So the Guru Arya wants to explain that because man was corrupted, so all of the inhabitants that lived with man, meaning on land, also corrupted. But the fish that didn't live with man, so the fish did not get corrupted, and therefore the fish survived the flood.